Greetings. I had a great week in the Netherlands, followed by a great weekend in England with a wonderful church family in Clay Cross. Thank you to all who came ready to receive and connect with God and one another for a testimony of the goodness and life of God. I look forward to seeing you all again. We are living in a time of free will. We can expect grassroots revolutions in the earth that cry out for the free will of the human heart. In this, we can also expect for there to be an assault of the enemy in suppressing the free wills of humanity or distracting the free wills of humanity towards something less than true life. This is an antichrist, anti-life spirit, but Christ is more powerful than antichrist. Life is more powerful than death. The grace of the spirit of knowing is a grace of intimacy knowledge, not information knowledge. The curse of the fall of mankind left the earth bound to a logic of the mind that inspires judgments of one another according to the flesh. But God wants to heal the earth of its futility. God wants us to manifest as people of God. People of God are not people of law, nor are they people of lawlessness. People of God are people of love, sacrificial love, giving love that leads to life and secures the protection and boundaries of life. The free will of mankind can only be truly experienced when we are connected to the life source of mankind. That life source is an intimate connection with God in His plurality as one God bound together by love. The free will of God's people cannot be discovered in a place of disconnection and independence from God and one another. It is found in the place of community purpose and destiny. It is only through knowing God as our Father and Jesus His Son by the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that we can know who God is and who we truly are. Eternal life is to know God our Father and to know Jesus the Son, and that is only possible by the life of Holy Spirit in our hearts. John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Eternal life is not just life forever, it is forever life. It is life-giving in its character, nature, way, power, and authority. It is life that cannot be overcome by any manner of death. It is even resurrection life. It is the ability to give life to every situation of death and dysfunction around us. This requires both a dependence upon God and a dependence upon one another. It is not a need-based dependence. It is a love-based dependence. It is purpose-connected, purpose-inspired, and carries a purpose of destiny. People of God are the family of God. A family is dependent upon other family members to give life to them. A dad and a mom give life to their children. Children give life to their dads, moms, brothers, and sisters. The family grows, and as the family grows, the dimension and testimony of love grows. The purpose of family is rooted in love. It is not merely the need to be loved. It is the opportunity to be loved and to love. Love is the only true power of the free will of man in the likeness and image of God. Without love, we are easily shaken when the earth quakes. There are always earthquakes in the dynamic of earthly connections. Just as the faults of the earth are shaken by the power within the core of the planet, our faults are tested by the power of Christ within us, and even the power of Christ in others. The opportunity to be offended will always present itself, but those opportunities only prove to manifest the free will of love if we choose to embrace the power of Christ within us. Love is not easily shaken or offended, and God is the true source of love in our lives. Offenses lead to judgments according to natural sight, but love lives by faith. It is only through faith towards another that the free will testimony of love can flourish. Natural-minded judgments invoke disconnections from others through bitter defilements of the heart and mind. Only love can let go of the accounts of wrong that inspire us to reject a life-receiving, life-giving relationship with another. Offenses, judgments, and defilements towards another create a darkness of criticism and insubordination towards them. Only the free will power of life-giving love can overpower this darkness, just as the experience of a sunrise follows the rotation of the earth towards the sun. It is only by turning towards the light of Christ within us that we can give light to others. When we fail to turn towards the light of life, we become easily distracted in our attention by the things that poke and pierce our flesh. circumstances surround us, and we become apathetic towards true connection. Only the free will power of God's love can awaken us to the true life found in Him. Without the free will power of God's love, we seek separation from one another. We become divided like islands in the sea or high mountains above the earth. Our hearts seek a place of isolation, separation, and division, but the free will power of God's love is the true testimony of the family of God in times of disconnection and retreat. Without an inner core fire of love, we are tempted to give up, lose heart, and retreat to some grave of death and dysfunction. We are living in a time of free will, and only Christ in us can empower us with a revelation of God's love in our lives. Offenses, judgments, defilements, insubordinations, apathy, atrophy for knowing too much to be naturally true or perceived to be true, and a willingness to forsake generational purpose must be removed by the new covenant grace of the Spirit of knowing in our lives. We are not the people of the world. We are the people of God. We are the family of God, and in family, love makes a way. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.